I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. During Argentina's dirty war in the 1970s, the military dictatorship arrested and disappeared thousands of political prisoners. In some cases, their children were taken from them and raised by supporters of the regime. Those children are now young adults, and some of them are being forced to take DNA tests to learn who they really are. They're caught up in a national debate over competing rights, moral responsibility, and identity. The World's Julia Kumari-Drapkin has one woman's story from Buenos Aires.
Claudia Pobleta Hadzik wishes she could find a Spanish equivalent for the word hindsight.
It's a good word for me. Hindsight helps me understand some things about my life.
Claudia says with hindsight, she thinks she knows why she named her first doll Pepe. Why she used to pretend an office chair was her wheelchair. Claudia gained that hindsight in a courtroom 10 years ago. That's when a judge ordered her to submit to a genetic test to determine her true identity. She was 22 at the time.
The judge called me and I had to go to the hospital.
Up to that point, she'd refused to cooperate. She asked the only parents she'd ever known what to do.
They say, you go if you want. And I went, because I didn't believe that it would come to anything.
But everything changed after the judge announced the test results. Her name, her age, her family.
The family that I had disappeared. The other family I didn't know, and I mistrusted because I didn't know them. And they belonged to a part of the world that for me was completely unknown. And I felt very alone.
But she's not alone. She's one of hundreds of young adults who were stolen as infants. They're the children of Argentina's disappeared.
It's an incredibly difficult and painful situation that these young adults are put into.
Anthropologist Lindsay Smith is writing a book about these stolen children and their struggles with being identified. She says the grandmothers of these children pioneered the use of DNA testing to help find and identify them.
The grandmothers have an amazing history and story of advocacy. They developed this technology. It's just such an important legacy to honor. But with it comes profound, you know, moral and ethical dilemmas that are different from the kinds that we face around DNA data banking for criminal purposes.
Questions like, does the grandmother's right to know the truth trump their grandchildren's right to privacy? A controversial law passed last year sides with the grandmothers. It says that anyone suspected of being a child of the disappeared must take a genetic test to determine their identity, even if it's against their will.
On a gut level, it feels wrong that someone else can tell you who your family is. But I do think that you have to understand this debate within the larger history of the repression.
You can see some of that history in the Navy Mechanic School in Buenos Aires. It's now a memorial with tour guides, but in the 1970s, the school was a notorious detention center.
You see how from 1976 on, there were 4 torture chambers on the back of the place.
Those deemed politically suspect were detained, tortured, and often killed.
Those were the pregnant women bedrooms.
Pregnant prisoners were kept here. Once the babies were born, the dictatorship gave them away to political supporters. Again, Lindsay Smith.
They thought that by putting them with new families, families that were seen as good Argentine citizens within the logic of the dictatorship, that they could make new citizens.
Meanwhile, the families of the children had no idea what had happened to them or their missing parents.
Discúlpame, pero cada vez que hablo de esto, me siento muy triste.
70-year-old Buscarito Roa lost her son Pepe in November 1978. Pepe was a disabled activist, confined to a wheelchair. He was disappeared, along with his wife and their 8-month-old baby, Claudia.
Y bueno, y buscábamos por todos lados.
We were looking for them everywhere, Roa says.
Así vi yo las madres en la plaza dando vuelta.
And then, she says, she saw the mothers going round and round the Plaza de Mayo, demanding to know what had happened to their missing children. Roa became a founding member of the Abuelas de Plaza de Mayo, the grandmothers who were also missing grandchildren. 10 years ago, an anonymous tipster told the grandmothers that Claudia was still alive.
Nos enteramos que estaba viva.
She had been raised by a military colonel and his wife. They called her Mercedes. Roa and her family began the process to prove Claudia's identity, but she resisted.
Intervino el juez Gabriel Cavallo, y fue muy buen juez.
Buscarita credits Judge Gabriel Cavallo for ordering Claudia to take the DNA test. The judge himself says it was a difficult case. He's now retired, but he says he'll never forget the look on Claudia's face when he told her the results.
En algún punto, también a mí me afectó. Dos años de terapia estuve para darme cuenta de que lo había hecho bien.
He says he spent 2 years in therapy talking it out. Claudia Poblete's case proved to be a landmark in Argentina's reconciliation process. Judges here can act as investigators. And in the course of investigating Claudia's disappearance, Judge Cavallo ruled that amnesty laws protecting those who had helped the military dictatorship were unconstitutional. That ruling paved the way for prosecutions of crimes committed during Argentina's dirty war. But prosecution, Claudia Poblete says, is the reason some stolen grandchildren resist being identified.
Because if you have the doubt that it happened to me, and you love the people that are going to go to jail because of you, it's impossible to make the choice.
When Claudia ultimately agreed to get tested, the results became evidence against the couple who raised her. Her adopted father was sent to prison, and her adopted mother was under house arrest. It was a painful time.
The emotions were running high. I was crying all the time. I had a mixture of feelings, you know.
And it's taken her some years to reconcile her identity issues. She's decided that experience matters more than genetics.
The person I am is everything that has happened to me. It's the 21 years that I lived as Mercedes and the 10 years I've been living as Claudia and the 8 months that I had with my parents when I was first born.
It's not always easy, but Claudia now enjoys relationships with both her biological family and the one that appropriated her. Ultimately, she says, nobody can tell you who or how to love.
If you want to keep the family you have...
Her 8-month-old daughter, Guadalupe, interrupts. I ask Claudia when she's going to tell her daughter about her past. Claudia says as soon as she can understand, but she'll kind of always know.
Photos of my parents are everywhere.
She opens up an album to show me some. There are old Polaroids of Claudia as a baby, her father Pepe in a wheelchair. And then there's a picture of Claudia's mother as a baby.
This is just she as a baby.
She looks like...
Yes, a lot. She looks a lot like my daughter.
Claudia's daughter will never know her grandmother. But Claudia says uncovering her past has been all for the best.
Es triste la verdad lo que no tiene remedio. An uncle of mine used to say that to me.
It means the truth is sad, but it has no remedy. For The World, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin in Buenos Aires.